Yowie BCIG softball team celebrates a two-way region victory 8-5 over South Central Calhoun. And we have the two Falcon captains up here to give us their thoughts on the outcome. First up, it is Carrie Miller. Carrie, what did you guys feel? What was talked about after an inning and a half looked a little bleak for you, falling behind 4-0? What was the mood at that point?
Well, we're usually a team that takes a while to get started up. So
nothing new for you, I guess.
No, absolutely not.
You feel comfortable playing from behind.
Actually, yeah. We were confident that we would come back and we would show up as a team, play together like we ended up doing. We have a history of doing that. So.
And tonight you had a single, reached on a couple of occasions, had an RBI. How did you feel at the plate in this game?
I felt all right. I did my job getting the RBI and advancing runners, so I can't be upset with it.
Mm-hmm. As that five-run second inning overturned the South Central Calhoun lead, and you were ahead from that point on, 8-5, the final score. So you took over at catcher as the game progressed here tonight. How was it back there and catching Ellie, and what did you see from her in the circle here tonight?
It was awesome. I mean, I came back from a while of not catching, and I just felt like I was at home. Ellie did amazing. I mean, she was throwing them right where she was supposed to and get them when she had to, so it was awesome.
Yeah, you just came back. I'm going to ask you about that here in a second. But now, with this win, you go to 11-19 on the year, more than doubling your win total from a season ago. How do you feel about things?
Amazing. I mean, I can't really say much else. We play as a team way better than we did last year. It's
chemistry,
all,
cohesive,
exactly.
Do you feel has made a big difference?
Yes, absolutely. That's the biggest thing on a team.
Was there a big concern after the game getting washed out Monday? You were here gearing up to play just a few minutes before the game. Here comes the hard rainfall, and you have to wait until a holiday, enjoy all the fun there, get refocused for a makeup game tonight. How tough was that?
I mean, we all wanted to play when we got rained out, but it was just like a practice back here. So we took it in stride, and we came back, and we did well tonight. So
that you did. Carrie Miller, congratulations.
Thanks a lot, sir,
for your time.
Thank you.
Let's turn it over to the co-captain, Bailey Knopp. And Bailey, your thoughts on this win coming back, I guess, as we talked about what the Falcons are used to this year.
Yeah, coming back from the holidays, you know, we definitely had to refocus, and getting this win was kind of big for us. We come back as a, you know, we start losing, and, you know, we're just a comeback team, and, you know, that's just what we're used to. So coming back and winning, it was a big for us, and moving on to round two, you know, we're pretty excited. So we're pretty excited for that, and we're hoping to move on after that game.
As you play once again tomorrow night, we'll get into that momentarily. And, Carrie, don't go too far. I forgot to ask you about where you've been the last couple of weeks, so I just want to get a highlight or two from that. So, Bailey, how was it for you at the plate tonight? Had one hit, an RBI. How did it feel?
It felt good coming back from the holidays once again. It was a little rough, but, you know, I felt I did pretty well. That one strikeout kind of got to me. But other than that, I felt I did pretty comfortable up there at the plate, you know, playing these guys at our last game, I did pretty well, but I felt pretty comfortable up there tonight.
Well, you've seemed to be pretty comfortable all season long, cranking out five home runs on the year. Two came in the first meeting with South Central Calhoun, doubling your total from the previous two seasons combined. Have you put on some muscle strength, you feel, or improve your swing, been more patient at the plate, to swing at better pitches? What's it been for you?
Yeah, I did a lot of off-season stuff this year, and that really improved my hitting quality, and I wouldn't say putting on some muscle, but yeah, I've definitely been more patient this year, as we've seen in the first viewing of South Central, so that's definitely helped.
Yeah, well, so what was the mindset coming back and playing this team? You beat handily a few weeks ago. It did go all seven innings, but you won rather easily. So what was the mindset coming into this game where, you know, anything can happen in the postseason?
Coming into this game, we definitely had to have more patience with this team once again. We have seen this team many times, and they're a slower pitcher than what we've seen all year round. We've seen multiple pitchers where they've been faster, they've been slower, they've been medium, you know. Coming into this game, we knew we had to have way more patience. They have a very good hitting team, you know. So we just had to come to this game positive, and, you know, that's what we did. We're a comeback team, and that's we showed them tonight that we can do anything. So.
Well, you will see a fast pitcher tomorrow night when you take on Al Torrealia, a team you played in the regular season. You played them pretty competitive, a 6-2 final score. So what do you think going into the rematch up in Alta tomorrow night?
We definitely can play Alta pretty well. We just have to have a positive mindset, and, you know, we can get these guys. We were kind of off that one game, and, you know, if we come to these guys positive and, you know, headstrong, you know, we might get these guys, and you know what? I think we will. So positive attitudes and keeping our heads up, and it'll be a good game tomorrow, so I hope everybody comes.
If you could narrow down one big key, do you got to put the ball in play a little bit more so tomorrow night?
Yeah.
Make more plays defensively?
I think our defense and just putting the ball in play and, you know, just, like I said, being positive. Positive is a big key, and, you know, we've been playing so much better as a team this year, and, you know, that's a pretty big key for us. But putting the ball in play and, you know, just defense and, you know, we'll be fine.
Bailey Knopp joining us as OABCIG defeats South Central Calhoun 8-5. Thanks a lot, Bailey. And back quickly to Carrie. Almost forgot to ask you. Costa Rica, you've been in for a couple of weeks, right?
I was in Costa Rica for 10 days.
10 days, okay. Mm-hmm. So that was part of a school trip.
Yeah.
What was that like for you? What's a big highlight or two you can point out?
Well, we went whitewater rafting, and I've never done that before, which is exciting, but my favorite part probably is we got to be involved with some of the schools down there, and it's very different, but it was a Spanish and art trip, so we can all speak a little bit of Spanish, so we got to communicate and interact with all the students at this school, and then we got to play soccer, which is obviously a big sport down there.
Oh, yeah.
They whooped us, but it was fun.
Well, hey, that's their game.
I
mean, I don't feel too bad about that. Great experience. And OABCIG softball team experiencing an 8-5 win tonight over South Central Calhoun. Carrie, thanks again to you and Bailey. We'll see you in Alta tomorrow night.
Yes, sir.